Today is the second day of October. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It is wonderful to be here with you today, getting ourselves moved into this 10th month of the year, moving into the changing of the seasons as we move into autumn, and the transitions that will take place in the scriptures. For example, we will conclude the book of Isaiah today, and so we'll be transitioning forward in the Old Testament, even as we continue through Paul's letter to the Philippians. So let's jump in. Today, Isaiah chapter 66. This is what the Lord says. Heaven is my throne. The earth is my footstool. Where can you build a house or resting place for me? I have made all these things. That is why all these things have come into being, declares the Lord. I will pay attention to those who are humble and sorry for their sins, and who tremble at my word. Whoever kills a bull is like someone who kills a person. Whoever sacrifices a lamb is like someone who breaks a dog's neck. Whoever offers a grain sacrifice is like someone who offers pig's blood. Whoever burns incense is like someone who worships an idol. People have certainly chosen their own ways, and their souls delight in detestable things. So I will choose harsh treatment for them and bring on them what they fear. I called, but no one answered. I spoke, but they didn't listen. They did what I consider evil. They chose what I don't like. Listen to the Lord's word, all who tremble at his word. Your relatives, who hate you and exclude you for my name's sake, say, "Let the Lord show his glory, then we will see your joy." But they will be put to shame. Listen to the uproar from the city. Listen to the sound from the temple. It is the sound of the Lord paying back his enemies as they deserve. Before a woman goes into labor, she gives birth. Before she has labor pains, she delivers a child. Who has heard of such a thing? Who has seen such things? Can a country be born in one day? Can a nation be born in a moment? When Zion went into labor, she also gave birth to her children. Do I bring a mother to the moment of birth and not let her deliver? Asks the Lord. Do I cause a mother to deliver and then make her unable to have children? Asks your God. All who love Jerusalem will be happy and rejoice with her. All who mourn for her, be glad with her. You will nurse and be satisfied from her comforting breasts. You will nurse to your heart's delight at her full breasts. This is what the Lord says. I will offer you peace like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. You will nurse and be carried in Jerusalem's arms and cuddled on her knees. As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. You will be comforted in Jerusalem. When you see it, your heart will rejoice and you will flourish like new grass. The power of the Lord will be made known to his servants, but he will condemn his enemies. The Lord will come with fire and with his chariots like a thunderstorm. He will pay them back with his burning anger and punish them with flames of fire. The Lord will judge with fire, and he will judge all people with his sword. Many people will be struck dead by the Lord. People make themselves holy and prepare themselves for their garden rituals. They go into the garden and devour pork, disgusting things, and mice. They will come to an end at the same time, declares the Lord. because of their actions and their thoughts, I am coming to gather the nations of every language. They will come and see my glory. I will set up a sign among them and send some of their survivors to the nations, to Tarshish, Put, and Lud, Meshech, Rosh, Tubal, Javan, and to the distant coastlands, who have not heard of my fame or seen my glory. They will tell about my glory among the nations. They will bring all your relatives from every nation like a grain offering to the Lord. They will come on horses, in chariots, in wagons, on mules and camels to my holy mountain, Jerusalem, declares the Lord. They will come like the people of Israel who bring their grain offerings and clean dishes to the Lord's temple. I will make some of them priests and Levites, declares the Lord. The new heaven and earth that I am about to make will continue in my presence, declares the Lord. So your descendants and your name will also continue in my presence. From one month to the next, and from one week to the next, all people will come to worship me, declares the Lord. And they will go out and look at the corpses of those who have rebelled against me. The worms that eat them will not die. The fire that burns them will not go out. All humanity will be disgusted by them. Philippians 3:4-21. Although I could have confidence in my physical qualifications, if anyone else thinks that he can trust in something physical, I can claim even more. I was circumcised on the eighth day. I am a descendant of Israel. I'm from the tribe of Benjamin. I'm a pure-blooded Hebrew. When it comes to following Jewish laws, I was a Pharisee. When it comes to being enthusiastic, I was persecutor of the church. When it comes to winning God's approval by obeying Jewish laws, I was perfect. These things that I once considered valuable, I now consider worthless for Christ. It's far more than that. I consider everything else worthless because I'm much better off knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. It's because of Him that I think of everything as worthless. I threw it all away in order to gain Christ and to have a relationship with Him. This means that I didn't receive God's approval by obeying His laws. The opposite is true. I have God's approval through faith in Christ. This is the approval that comes from God and is based on faith that knows Christ. Faith knows the power that His coming back to life gives and what it means to share His suffering. In this way, I'm becoming like Him in His death, with the confidence that I'll come back to life from the dead. It's not that I've already reached the goal or have already completed the course, but I run to win that which Jesus Christ has already won for me. Brothers and sisters, I can't consider myself a winner yet. This is what I do. I don't look back. I lengthen my stride and I run straight toward the goal to win the prize that God's heavenly call offers in Christ Jesus. Whoever has a mature faith should think this way. And if you think differently, God will show you how to think. However, we should be guided by what we have learned so far. Brothers and sisters, imitate me and pay attention to those who live by the example we have given you. I have often told you, and now tell you with tears in my eyes, that many live as the enemies of the cross of Christ, In the end, they will be destroyed. Their own emotions are their god, and they take pride in the shameful things they do. Their minds are set on worldly things. We, however, are citizens of heaven. We look forward to the Lord Jesus Christ coming from heaven as our Savior. Through His power to bring everything under His authority, He will change our humble bodies and make them like His glorified body. Psalm 74. A Maskil by Asaph. Why, O God, have you rejected us forever? Why does your anger smolder against the sheep in your care? Remember your congregation. Long ago you made it your own. You bought this tribe to be your possession. This tribe is Mount Zion, where you have made your home. Turn your steps toward these pathetic ruins. The enemy has destroyed everything in the holy temple. Your opponents have roared inside your meeting place. They have set up their own emblems as symbols. Starting from its entrance, they hacked away like a woodcutter in a forest. They smashed all its carved paneling with axes and hatchets. They burned your holy place to the ground. They dishonored the place where you live among us. They said to themselves, "We will crush them." They burned every meeting place of God in the land. We no longer see miraculous signs. There are no prophets anymore. No one knows how long this will last. How long, O God, will the enemy insult us? Will the enemy despise you forever? Why do you hold back your hand, especially your right hand? Take your hands out of your pockets. Destroy your enemies. And yet, from long ago, God has been my king, the one who has been victorious throughout the earth. You stirred up the sea with your own strength. You smashed the heads of sea monsters in the water. You crushed the heads of Leviathan and gave them to the creatures of the desert for food. You opened the springs and brooks. You dried up the ever-flowing rivers. The day and the night are yours. You set the moon and the sun in their places. You determined all the boundaries of the earth. You created summer and winter. Remember how the enemy insulted you, O Lord. Remember how an entire nation of godless fools despised your name. Do not hand over the soul of your dove to wild animals. Do not forget the life of your oppressed people forever. Consider your promise, because every dark corner of the land is filled with violence. Do not let oppressed people come back in disgrace. Let weak and needy people praise your name. Arise, O God. Fight for your own cause. Remember how godless fools insult you all day long. Do not forget the shouting of your opponents. Do not forget the uproar made by those who attack you. Proverbs 24, 15 and 16. You wicked one, do not lie in ambush at the home of a righteous person. Do not rob his house. A righteous person may fall 7 times, but he gets up again. However, in a disaster, wicked people fall. Okay, not everybody in this community is married. Many of you are not. I am. And many, many thousands of us are married. And if we are, then we'll probably have a wedding ring, right? And we're probably wearing it. Like, I'm looking at mine. Look at yours. Is that ring your marriage? Like, no matter how extravagant of a wedding ring you have, none of us could really call our wedding ring our marriage, right? It's instead a symbol representing the fact that we have entered into the covenant of marriage and made promises. Being actually married is a lot different from having a symbol of marriage wrapped around our finger. And that is where Paul is kind of at today in Philippians and throughout all of his ministry. The covenant relationship that God offered his people had become empty rituals, kind of like a ring without a marriage. The heart and soul of the relationship had become about the rules. And for Paul, obeying the rules in order to try to be made righteous before God had been impossible, but absolutely an unfruitful search. And we might think that Paul's weak, but we need to remember who Paul is. He wasn't like a cultural believer or a nominal participant in his faith. He was absolutely devout and had obeyed the rules with every effort he could. He was a very strictly trained Pharisee. Very, very devout. And with all of those efforts to do it right, he could not find a relationship with God in those efforts. And he articulates that really clear in Philippians. Paul was convinced that only the righteous could ever hope to see God. So he had applied himself to becoming righteous. The only way he knew how, by obeying the Mosaic law, by jumping through the hoops, by obeying the rituals and ceremonies of his faith. It's just that it did not make him righteous. The more he tried, what was revealed was his inability to be righteous. And then someone fulfilled the law, Jesus. And through diligently searching out the scriptures, and according to Paul, from receiving direct revelation from Jesus, Paul realized that faith is the only thing that can make a person righteous. The law, right, trying to just obey the rules without the spirit underneath it, could not do it. Which compelled Paul then to put all of his faith in Jesus, believing what he had been told, that God was doing a new thing in the world and was restoring humanity into covenant, into full fellowship through Jesus. And that paradigm shift was so profound for Paul that he ended up considering all of his other efforts, as devout and rigorous as they had been, to be a waste of time. He says, I discarded everything else. I counted it all as garbage because I wanted to gain Christ and become one with him. I don't count on my own righteousness through obedience to a law. Instead, I become righteous through faith in Christ. For God's way to make people righteous depends on faith. This isn't the first time we've covered this territory. We cover it a lot in Paul's writings, in all of Paul's writings. But the repetition is in the scripture. And so as these themes repeat themselves, it's important for us to pay attention to them. Because we can often mistake the ring for the relationship as we try to obey the rules so that God will notice us. So, is Paul just anti-law? Just trying to do away with the rules? Absolutely not. He says that a lot. Absolutely not. I mean, do the rules and ethics of our faith have any kind of value? If our salvation is this gift that we could never earn anyway, then what's the point in trying to live like a righteous life in any form? Well, let's look at that wedding ring again. That one on your finger. Can you make your spouse love you? Can you make them? You can't. Their love is a promise, and it is a gift. And since it's a gift, are you then, because you've been given the gift of love, permitted to do whatever you want inside the marriage? I mean, as Paul would say, absolutely not. As all of us would say about our spouse, absolutely not. That will break us. That will break our promises, and it will break our spirits down to nothing. So loving, having that ring on your finger, having that thing there to remind you that you made promises, that exchange of love between two people who trust each other involves incredible risk and incredible loyalty. And if those things are present, then there's safety and the relationship can be healthy. And when that happens, the rules that must be obeyed are apparent. We're not following the rules out of coercion or just because of what might happen to us if we break the rules. If we're in love, we're not willing to break the one we love. We won't break the rules because it will break the one we love. So the rules define our love. What we are not willing to do to break someone who trusts us. And that's Paul's point. And he was completely convinced that the journey was leading us to wholeness and restoration through relationship that we have been offered through the promises that we've made to and received from Jesus. If we're going to be in love with Jesus, it's going to have to look similar to the kind of love that we have faithfully and devotedly and loyally to our spouse. If we don't have that kind of love for our spouse, how will we ever have that kind of love for Jesus? So if we're going to claim to be in love with Jesus, or we're going to claim to be in love with our spouse, then we need to act like it. So Holy Spirit, we invite you into that, because it's not in how good we can make ourselves look. It's in what's underneath it all, the integrity and character of the promises that we have made to you and to those that we have committed our love to. It's not in obeying certain laws or rules. It's that the love between us dictates what we are unwilling to do and who we are unwilling to be, because we will not break the love. We will not break the promises. We are trusting you and your promises. And we have to be trustworthy in the promises that we've made. Holy Spirit, give us lives of integrity and character. We ask in the name of Jesus. AudioBible.com. That is home base. It is the website. It's where you find out what's going on around here. The Daily Audio Bible app is all of that and more. And so get connected and stay connected. Yesterday, I shared we launched another 20th year anniversary resource in our 20th year anniversary clean canteen line. We released some beautiful colors in the springtime. This really, really catchy peach summery color, and then the marigold color, which is the one I love, I have. And so for the fall, and this will be the last of them, no more 20th year anniversary clean canteens, these are all that there ever will be. We released some fall colors, and those are available now, and while supplies last, they're available. Corsair, which is a muted bluish color, really modern blue color. And then Seafoam, which is a greenish color that really mimics nature and really mimics the studio where we record at every day. And we love that one. And so we have those until they are gone. And that is the end of Clean Canteens in terms of 20th year edition. We have like a special logo that we made for the 20th year, and it's on the side of it. You can check it out at dailyaudiobible.com. Look at it and grab yourself one until they are gone at dailyaudiobible.com in the shop. Or if you're using the app, you can go to the Daily Audio Bible shop and you can see it there. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, gratitude, humble humility, that we've been at this for 20 years and that we are still at this because we are a community and we're taking steps forward every single day, which would not have happened and could not happen in the future if we were not in this together. So thank you deeply and humbly for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or dial 877-942-4253. And that is all for today. I love you. I'm grateful for you. Beautiful community. So grateful for the time we've had today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, family. This is Christy from Kentucky. I just wanted to check in and let you know that my beautiful Tim is now with Jesus, and he has been freed from the prison that the disease ALS tried to hold him in. But you can't hold a good man down, and Jesus rescued him. It was a long battle, and my heart is completely broken. I don't feel complete, but I know that the Lord will complete me. And I know that while I'm still here, as long as there's rest in my body, I'll praise the Lord. And I will ask him to please show me what he wants me to do with the rest of it. I'm also asking if you would to please pray for Susan, God's yellow flower. This is a really hard, hard week for her. And I just want to ask you to please lift her up in prayer. She's such an amazing friend and has just ministered to me during this time in a way that only someone can when they have lost a spouse. So I love you, Susan. I love you, Esther. I love you, Daniel. Thank you for continuing to encourage me along this long journey. I love you all, and I pray each of you have a most blessed and lovely day.
Good morning, Dab family. This is one traveling chick from Texas. I am calling in for a prayer request. I did call in on the 24th of August and requested prayer concerning employment. My agency was dismantled, my department also dismantled. And so I've been looking for work since April. Redeemed from Southern Illinois. Thank you for your prayers and your suggestion. You suggested that I find, maybe go back and get some more certifications or whatever I needed. Well, prior to being laid off, I mean, 28 years of experience. I have a degree, bachelor's degree, two of them, and a couple certifications. But I did go back and get at least two more certifications within the last 6 weeks. So thank you for that. I am still requesting prayer for work. It has been a very difficult time for me. Not my first experience with being unemployed. So I am trusting God. I am asking for prayer that I am still enough to hear when to move and when not to move. I don't want to move ahead of God, and I don't want to lag behind. So requesting prayer from my Dab family. Thank you so much in advance. I love you all and have an amazing week. One traveling chick from Texas. Bye.
I just want to pray for the lady that called in on the 30th whose husband has the glioblastoma. My husband too was diagnosed with glioblastoma and has since gone on to be with the Lord. I just want to pray for your peace and comfort and wisdom during this time. And know that you are loved, and your Daily Audio family is praying for you also. Thank you for calling in and sharing this. And may Jesus be with you as you walk through this. In his name we pray. Amen.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois. I wanted to call in a prayer of love and sympathy to Melissa in Houston that lost her mom after just a couple days later after a diagnosis of cancer. Oh, sweet Melissa, I'm so sorry. Our stories are similar. My mom's battle was a year, but she was 70 and I was 34. And it's so hard. I'll continue to pray for you and lift you up. I know the service was a beautiful celebration of her life. And keep her memory alive. That's some advice I can give. By speaking to those that knew her and loved her and keep the stories alive. And I don't know if you have kiddos or not, but keep her alive to them with sharing the stories. I love you, Melissa. I'll be praying for you. This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois. Bye-bye.
Daniel Johnson Jr. From beautiful Cincinnati, Ohio. it was good to hear your voice, and I want to pray for you because, my goodness, your plate is full. And for everybody else who is struggling with one thing after another, Lord God, I just lift up these overwhelming situations to you, and we know our strength comes from you. Our joy comes from you. Our inner sustenance comes from you, and that you provide everything we need to get through these most difficult times. I pray, Lord God, where healing is needed, there would be healing. Where counseling is needed, there would be counseling. Where and effective counseling, and where medication is needed, it would be received and work well. We pray, Lord God, in the most holy name of your Son, Jesus, that you would give us the strength to leap over these frustrating times, these difficult times, these overwhelming times, each and every one of us, as we walk through life with you at our side. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Shalom, shalom, Daily Audio Bible. This is Dwayne from Wisconsin. All praise and glory to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today is September 30th. Let us continue to pray for our children. Andy called in and told us the story on the losing or passing of their dog. I just want to lift up the family and that her daughter is struggling with this. So we pray our Lord and Savior will comfort and heal her daughter during this time. Teacher of Littles called in, would like us to pray for her son's wife. There was an incident with some sexual assault by a friend. We pray, Lord, that you'll be in this situation. We ask that you guide them through this time, be with them, and have them figure out what should be done in that situation. From Drunk to Treasure, we pray for a new job. We know the job that you had didn't work out. And you also would like us to pray for your second oldest grandson. His wife had a sonogram done, and there was no heart detected. So we ask for our Lord and Savior to be in that situation, and our heart is breaking for your family over this. And then also for your daughter, whose just eyesight is deteriorating, and all that has been going on with that. We continue to pray for you, Junk to Treasure, and your family. And you also have a son who's having a relationship battle going on as well. So, Lord, we want to lift up Junk to Treasure and her family. She has been so faithful praying for us. It is our turn now as a family to lift her up and be there and support her and let her know that we love her and are with her and care for her just as well as you do. In Jesus' name, amen, and God bless.